This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Right, who's been to the cinema recently? Who's looking forward to the big box office releases all scheduled for the end of this year? Who's looking forward to Batgirl?
Where is the Gotham Bat? The mass vigilante has been a no-show.
The world needs to know what happened and to know what he stands for. That kind of power is very dangerous.
You keep this up, you're gonna die. Curious.
Well, don't get your hopes up, because it ain't going to happen. Batgirl, the DC Comics film, has been shelved by Warner Brothers after receiving poor reviews and test screenings, according to the US media. At a reported $100 million to make, it now ranks among the most expensive films to have been pulled while in post-production. That aside, though, why? And what does it mean for the filmmakers, the studios, etc.? And is this indicative of a post-COVID film market? A couple of questions we're going to put now to our partner, strategy and leader of the firm's media and entertainment sector here in the Middle East. Kareem Sarkis joins us live on the line this morning. Kareem, thanks for your time.
Good morning, Tom.
So your reading of the situation, Kareem, what happened to Batgirl?
I think this one, Tom, needs to be seen in the context of the merger, which was practically an acquisition between Discovery and WarnerMedia. The incoming CEO actually bought or merged with WarnerMedia without the previous management even knowing. AT&T did the deal behind the previous CEO's back, effectively. And from the get-go, the incoming CEO, David Zaslav, had a completely different view on the strategy around releasing direct to streaming, whereas Warner had done things like put Wonder Woman directly onto streaming and cinema at the same time. Yesterday in the earnings call after hours, David Zaslav again repeated the fact that they will embrace theatrical, and they see it as a definite start to the revenue streams of any movie. So that's the context. There was also a lot of debt that came with the acquisition or with the merger that the markets have put pressure on Warner Brothers Discovery to offload. He's already been doing a lot of cost cutting. One of his first moves was to axe CNN Plus, the streaming venture, immediately, almost after it was announced, within a month. So that's the context. Hollywood is all abuzz about the fact that this was to take advantage of a short term, of a limited time tax deduction that they could make as the transition happened from one company to the other. So it's not really about the creative as much of the movie, although that is part of the reasoning. It's more about the context of this greater shift back to theatrical by the new management.
Talk to me then, Kareem, if you can, about the sort of the business model of a film like this. Obviously, the media themselves are making a big song and dance about the fact that it cost $100 million to make, or whatever it was, the figure was. I mean, that's what it takes to make, to film, to put into post-production as well. But are there more costs that will be incurred by putting that out to theatres? And at what point does WBD turn around and say, enough is enough, let's cut our losses?
So what's interesting is everyone usually talks about the actual production cost of a movie, but you could in some cases spend as much as 50% more, again, and sometimes more for smaller budget movies on marketing alone. And then when you talk about revenues at box office, there's all sorts of cuts that have to go to the exhibitor, to the distributor, and so on. So it's not a given that just what you spend on shooting the movie is what it's going to cost you. So if as they're saying, they thought they had bad movie on their hands, between the tax deduction and the savings on distribution, they probably ended up saving money rather than losing money on it. That's one thing. The other thing is, although this is reportedly cost anywhere between 90 to 100 million, as you say, that's actually a low budget these days for a major theatrical release. And this movie was originally intended as a direct-to-streaming release, which again is not the strategy that WBD wants. And so they were saying that we didn't think this was good enough. This could have been PR skin, this could have been a spin, this could have been reality, we're not quite sure. But they definitely wanted to make a big splash with a movie that they're confident of, especially that it's part of a DC universe. And that's a franchise that they will rely on a lot in the future for their revenues.
Obviously, it's going to have an impact on all that were involved, cast and crew accordingly. None more so than the big stars. And of course, the two directors. Quite rare to have two directors working on the same project at the same time. I mean, will the studios be worried about lawsuits from any of those involved? Or will those involved be wanting to keep good relations with the studios?
It's right now it's the other way around. The studios are the ones that need to keep the good relations. If you remember the mess that happened with Scarlett Johansson and Disney over Black Widow and the very public lawsuit and exchanges of accusations that were on the public domain, that's definitely something that WBD wants to avoid. They've gone out of their way to say that they appreciate the work of the directors, the stars, and so on. It's yet to be seen how this will turn out, because usually in movies like these, there's sort of back-end deals where sometimes the director, sometimes the stars will make more money depending on the theatrical performance or the revenues that a movie makes. And so if they don't handle that well in the background, we might yet still see something in terms of lawsuits coming out, but that's to be seen. For sure, they want to keep good relations as a studio with the stars and with the directors, because the war for talent continues to be very strong and very severe, even as the budgets might be, the growth of the budgets on content spending might be cooling down given the market conditions, but very much top talent is still in demand.
Let's talk reputation if we can, because obviously a lot of chat about the DC Universe reputation from the studios, and that's one of the reasons why they've shelved it or pulled it from general release. But what about the reputation of the directors here? I mean, could this potentially affect future projects for them?
So the studio has already said they want to do more projects for them.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a lot of frantic stuff happening in the background. They've already issued a statement, the director saying, you know, for us, our greatest ambition is for our work to be seen, and we were almost done, and we didn't think there was a reason to do something so drastic. There might be still some deals that are done in terms of a limited release, or director's cut, as we've seen with other movies. But definitely right now the ball is in the studio's court in terms of making sure that it ends this on a good footing with the directors and with the stars.
Is there any way that Warner Brothers Discovery DC can make any money from this project at the moment?
Well, right now it seems the best way they can make money is with the tax deduction and the savings on the marketing spend. But if it gets ugly with the talent and the directors, they might have to find a way to release it somehow again. You know, in other cases, there's been scenarios where the audience and the fans got so upset that then they made a special director's cut or a special release or something out of it, and then they turned it into a win. Yet to see.
May well become a cult classic moving forward.
Indeed.
Who knows? Kareem, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much indeed for joining us on a Friday morning. Our thanks to Kareem Sarkis, their partner at Strategy, and he's also the leader of the firm's media and entertainment sector here in the Middle East.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.